What's happening?
Listen to League Podcast, episode 245. I'm Matt Durson.
I'm John Hunt.
Me am Josh Sorrow.
Clay Inferno. Yeah.
Sorry.
What?
I shut the door. I didn't want to disturb.
That was a good punchline to my.
Didn't even hear
Clay Inferno. Slam.
And I slammed the door. Yeah. Sorry. I didn't think you.
I'm done. Clay's here.
No, I'm out of here. Said I'm out. With
I'm
you.
Out.
All right. Sorry. Do you want to do that again?
Nobody told me the Clay guy was going to be here.
All right. Sorry about that. Well, how's it going? We got all four guys here.
Yeah.
Gents aplenty.
It's been a while.
Aplenty.
Right. What's happening with everybody? But it's just.
Me and Josh had a baby.
Oh.
Yeah.
Both did.
Yeah.
No, like together.
Yeah, that's yeah. Right, yeah.
Right. Not like separately had a baby, each of us.
No,
each of us. Like my two babies. Yeah, it's like
two. One baby.
Yeah.
My two jets.
Oh, well, very well. Well, congratulations.
Thanks to you.
You named it Little Baby
So-and-so.
The name is actually Little Baby So-and-so. So it's like...
It's ugly.
So it's going to be...
It's named Ugly.
Ugly, oh.
Yeah. Remember little, that was the Jen called her dolls Ugly and Dirty? So I was like, "That I think that's a great name for a kid.
This is my doll Ugly, and this is my dolly Dirty."
Yeah, she just described, she just named them what they looked like.
Dirty doll.
Oh, gross. Dolls, do you, I mean, like, I never had a doll. Like,
I'm sure you didn't.
No, I didn't. I don't know why, but I had everything else. I did all other weird kid things. I had a collection of pennies, for God's sakes. I don't know why I didn't.
Awesome. I was thinking about explosions.
Oh, jeez. But I never.
No, I think that was great.
Exactly. I was using my imagination. I would make little things in the sand and just blow them up.
Put my hands in them. And then stick his hands in them and flip it all up in the air, and you get all that dirt dust, and he go.
But it would mimic. Yeah, it was like an explosion.
Like an explosion. And now I'm an adult, and I had to pay $20 to get explosions for my diorama I'm building.
$20 explosions.
There's going to be explosions with your diorama?
Yes, explosions and fire, too. I wired this whole fucking thing up last night.
How can you make it explode? Like, how do you...
They got these, like, translucent, like they're made out of, like, clear plastic kind of thing.
Wow.
Colored plastic that's, like... Ah. And then I just put some little lights behind it, and they flicker, and then it looks like a little explosion.
Oh, that's awesome. Is it like those things on the Transformers figures where you would put the red thing on the...
Like that, except, there. Except not as hokey looking. Actually, it didn't.
I mean, that's in the eye of the beholder, I guess. Yeah. Hokey look.
The eye of the behoker.
Well,
is
I...
Is it like the Brady Bunch volcano where you, like, mix a little bit?
No, not quite. Mine is a static... display.
Except the flickering lights.
Alright, so technically a little less static.
Alright. Well, you could just have to come over and throw sand up, and it would have been fine. You could have done it for free.
Okay, well, you can still do that.
For free?
I don't... I'll charge you $20. Yeah, right. And you get sound effects with mine.
You can still do that. I'll just put a big mound of sand in front of everything and you can just come over and do that.
That was why I love the beach so much, I think. Because I also did it there. I used to do it in my front yard, and then I would get really dirty.
Your parents are like, where did you get sand in our front yard?
No, there was like... It was like it's really dirt. It was like, what? I don't even know what it was, but it was really small.
That little overhang of the house had, you know, has like bushes and shit in it.
Yeah.
And
it was just...
It was dirty.
Dirty? It was pretty dirty. I think there was cat shit in there, too.
Well, probably. Cat shit everywhere with places like that.
I know.
They're like, oh, shit.
They're like, look at this extra particle thing. This,
I mean, I was really young, I want to stress, so I probably didn't even know what...
Like last week, right?
Yeah, I didn't know a cat shit, you know, I didn't know that cats buried shit. We didn't have a cat at the time, so... Well, anyways, that's me, that's the story.
That's the story, G.I. Joe.
My explosions. Where are we going with that? I forget, do we start that for some... Yeah.
I don't know.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't even matter. What's going
on? Sales at one of our sponsors, our Explosive. I think that's where you were going with it.
Oh, sure.
Explosivo!
Our listenership has exploded in recent... I don't think so, but that's right. As we get closer to 250 episodes.
That's right.
That's it's quite a feat.
We're closing in on 250 plays. One for
each. It's a good thing Clay listens to them.
Yeah, I listen to every episode once. Even the ones I'm not on.
Yeah, those ones are... Well, you got to find out what you missed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see if anybody's talking shit.
Usually, that's the only reason I listen to it.
Yeah, of course.
Like, no Clay. Usually they're saying stuff like that.
Yeah. Thank God. I know. For some reason, when you were talking about the diorama, I wanted to talk about my impressive General Grievous Lego.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome, man.
He's huge. He's almost, like, too big. Like, I'm like, what?
He's almost actual size.
Yeah. He's shorter than I expected, or whatever that line
is. That line is stupid. My fan edit cut that out.
It is pretty stupid. What is the...
I cut out every bad George Lucas, like, attempt at... At witty dialogue, which was a lot
of dialogue, yeah.
Don't try to kill all the clones or whatever. He's all the droids.
I'll leave you some, whatever. It's silly, silly dialogue. But it's funny. There's a lot of dialogue in that movie, funny or not. Like it's all like there's a lot of like what is this? What do they say in Australia? It's like people walking and talking.
Oh, yes.
And talking. One person floating and two other people walking and talking. It's pretty...
I got kind of sick of the movie, so I stopped.
Oh, really?
With my edit. I was just like, I can't watch this movie anymore.
Yeah, it's tough.
You got to be real committed.
That's like the best one.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, speaking of Star Wars, they came out with like a sort of comic book prequel to The Force Awakens. Did anybody buy that? It's called like Shattered Empire.
I got that.
I haven't bought a read comic book in like a month.
Woo!
All right. Me and Josh have that since we had our baby.
Yeah.
You just have no time.
None. It's crazy.
I watched a video about Secret Wars number 5 today.
A video about it?
Yeah, remember I told you I was watching videos explaining what the guy's like, I don't really know what this is about, but it's cool.
Oh, what did he say about Secret Wars number 5? I haven't read any of them.
He didn't know what it's about, but it's cool. Are you listening?
That's what made
right, here's something that I didn't know. I know none of us are really reading it. Like, I'm reading a couple of the side stories, and I know Clay is as well, but, like, I think it's pretty popular. See, I think we're in the minority as far as not liking Secret Wars.
Surprising.
Why?
Surprised. I know. I just read somewhere that like the sales are really big and blah, blah, blah. Like
they're full of crap.
Maybe.
Full of crap.
But yeah, it's. I think it's popular, and I'm like, why? It's so stupid, isn't it? Like, maybe not. Maybe it's good.
Oh, it's stupid.
Yeah.
Because I tried to follow it for the first month, and it, maybe even 2 months, and it just, where are we now? We're on, like, month 74, and it's
rough. It's been going on a long time.
I don't even know where to start with this.
I think it must be coming to an end pretty soon, because they're releasing all these ads for the new books, Like, they're just starting over number one with everything. Like, Iron Man number one is coming out.
Yeah, and then he's getting a second book, too, with that.
Oh, really?
Oh. Yeah. I heard Brian Michael Bendis interviewed the other day.
Is he writing them both?
Yeah.
What? Why?
They're sort of bringing back in Wolverine because Wolverine's dead. But they're going to bring back Old Man Logan as the new Wolverine in Extraordinary X-Men.
Yeah, I saw that. Boy. You know what they did, too? Because they're putting that fold-out thing in every book now. It's like a fold-out ad.
Yeah, I like those.
Yeah, I think it's kind of obnoxious, but it's okay.
Because it's like, you don't really ever... Well, the first one is cool, because you're like, oh, look, these are the new books. It gives you a nice little cover.
Well, here's what they did in the new Amazing Spider-Man Renew Your Vows book, which came out this week.
I'm not even reading that.
Yeah, well, and you love Spider-Man.
I know.
But I like the artwork. It's I think it's Adam Kubert.
Spider-Man.
He's good. But anyways, it's over. So it was only 5 issues, so it's over now. But
thank goodness.
But anyway, so like there's a 2-page, like a double page thing in the book right in the middle, where Spider-Man like breaks. He's like encased in a plastic thing.
Breaks
like,
his vows.
No, he doesn't. He breaks free of the bad guys like. Prison thing, and it's a big moment, but the ad is right in the middle, so I thought, I didn't know what was going on. Like, I got, like, lost, because the ad separates the 2-page spread that this thing is. So there's, like, more stuff. I was like, that's a really bad way to put that.
That's poor design.
Yeah, very that's poor
poorly
design.
Thought out on yeah. the part of everyone.
Yeah. Kind of, like, fucks up the whole book, because it's right at the critical moment.
That's like putting the character's face on a double page spread right on the crease.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Stupid. Terrible. So, whatever. Yeah, they're really hyping up these new books. It also looked like they're doing, you know, so they're starting Guardians of the Galaxy again, and looks like the Thing is in it.
The Thing is going to be in it. Yeah.
Yeah. And,
part of the Fantastic Four.
Well, not anymore, because they don't have a book. So. You can do whatever he wants.
The team player, that thing.
Yeah.
Four no more.
That day, yang.
It also looked like Kitty Pryde is Star-Lord. She's dressed like Star-Lord, but it's not.
It's just cosplay issue.
Yeah, I guess it is. She's got
going to Dragon Con.
Maybe it was after a night of like getting it on with Star-Lord.
She's like a woman wearing a man's shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
It smells like him.
Oh,
seeing those funny, like stupid tweets where people where girls are like, oh, I love when my boyfriend comes over and I can still smell his cologne, but they spell it as colon. my boyfriend's shirt, it still smells like colon.
My boyfriend's thing.
man-sized thing.
Yeah.
His giant size man.
That's what I can't remember.
Smells like colon.
titles.
Anyway,
so we're going to get 250 hits on this.
That's right. Just talking about colon. All right. Well, the other thing, it says the raccoon is in charge or something like that. I guess maybe Star-Lord's not in it.
That's what I was thinking yesterday when I went out to my trash and there was a raccoon.
When I went out to my trash,
son of a bitch is in charge.
A bunch of Marvel comics into my recycling.
Yeah, that's probably funny. But all my Secret Wars comics.
I didn't even buy the hard copies. They were digital, but I was throwing my iPad out.
Yeah, so distraught. You just threw the iPad in the trash. So disappointed. And that raccoon was going through it, and he said, "You're in charge of this whole thing. It's your fault." Oh, well. I mean, that's actually one book where I want them to have the same people as the movie. Isn't it?
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Book, I'm like, I don't care if they have the Avengers. You know, I don't care who's in the Avengers. But for Guardians of the Galaxy, I just want the same characters that are in the movie. I don't want them messing.
Or you could have, like, Guardians be like the Avengers. Like, you could have more than the core characters, but still have the core characters.
Yeah, but it looks like they don't even have.
You could have the Thing or Venom.
Brute.
Don't worry, they'll all come back in time for the movie in 2016.
Sequel. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to wait that long, damn it!
Well, then don't.
Well?
don't buy it, then.
Yeah, I probably will. I guess, yeah, you're right. I should
I've been really noticing that I'm voting with my dollar because I go and I spend like probably half the amount of money I used to spend at the comic book store every week because I'm not reading like half the DC or Marvel books that I was buying.
Yeah, it's true. Like my
making up some budget for some cool toys that I see. Like, I still have to spend the same amount of money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it's just not the same thing.
It's not Marvel and DC books.
Yeah.
Well, thankfully, there are a lot of other indie books that are still good, so.
Indiana Jones books?
Yeah, Indiana Jones books. Indie. And Junior, you know.
Junior.
Oh, I went to the drive-in and saw Raiders of the Lost Ark a few weeks ago.
Cool.
Was it that Menden?
Yeah.
Wind drive-in or whatever?
I've been there a couple times.
Menden.
I wanted to see Jaws, but I was like on when was it? Last week, Labor Day. But you know what? I felt bad because Jen's always like, well, you know, she didn't say this, but I thought it. She's like, we always do what I want to do, and she wanted to see Goonies, and they were both playing the same night, so I opted to not see Jaws and saw Goonies instead.
Wow, what a man!
And then I saw your post be like, I went and saw Jaws for the fourth year in a row. I was like, yeah. Because I sort of hate the movie Goonies. I've never seen it all the way through.
Really?
What?
I just hate that movie.
You just saw it for the first time, right?
No, I mean, we definitely saw it in the 80s, right? We, like, I maybe on TV. You never saw it?
That's what I'm trying to tell you guys.
I watched that movie all the way through until the other night, and I've seen parts of it on television when it played on TV, but I hate it. I hate that movie.
It's not a great movie, actually.
It's a great movie.
It's a great movie. It's funny. There are moments, but I think it's a little
parts,
too much.
I like Chunk and Sloth.
Yeah.
It was just the two of them. That was fine.
Chunk and Sloth.
Yeah.
I like the bumbling bad guys.
Yeah, I don't really like Josh Brolin or any of the other kids. I like...
crazy.
I don't like the...
My favorite new movie now.
Devil, and nope. I don't like the bad guy from My Sister Kill in it, and I don't like Throw Mama from the Train.
You know, you don't like any of the other movies that those people are in.
Yeah, that's true.
Excuse me. Well, I did see Jaws, yes, for the fourth year, Rachel and I, it's been our tradition. Every Labor Day, we go to the Coolidge and see Jaws.
So have you seen Jaws?
I've never seen all of Jaws, so there.
All right, well, you're missing out because it's a good movie.
No, I'm not. It's stupid.
You're stupid!
You're stupid. You don't know what you're talking about. You haven't even seen it.
Probably true.
Yeah, let me tell you this, though.
Not even that long.
It's every year, speaking of people who haven't seen it, like, I would have, the movie's 40 years old now, you know, so I would have figured that, you know, almost everyone had seen it, or at least, you know, if you're going on Labor Day to see it in like an art house theater, you probably have seen it already and you just want to relive it, but there are always people in there who, like, scream at that Ben Gardner moment when he's...
Well,
underwater.
Come on, it's fucking scary.
Yeah. I know, it's...
Scary as fuck.
Yeah, it's scary. But it's hilarious. I love it. I love that reaction. I almost wish I could not see it so I could go see it for the first time
again. That's how I feel about Ghostbusters.
Really?
I wish I had never seen it so I could go see it again for the first time.
Yeah, me
too. But Josh probably hasn't seen that movie either.
I've seen that a billion times. Josh, I love
fun.
Ghostbusters. Yes.
All right. We're really getting... I don't.
And I've seen Jaws.
Okay.
Don't lie. Bill Revenge.
It's really funny. It's always sold out every year, and like they do this scar contest with people from the audience. If you want to come up, like if you
could get your picture taken with a Jaws replica at the thing,
at the drive-in.
At the drive-in.
Oh,
that's
nice.
Pretty fucking awesome. Wasn't there when we went though.
Oh, what about a sloth?
It was during the daytime, they had a guy with a sloth in the Superman shirt.
That was me.
Oh,
I did say he kind of looks like Josh.
Baby Ruth.
Baby Ruth.
Oh well.
Now I get all those references.
You guys.
Now I get all those references.
You never
would have been much improved if you had played Sloth.
Josh was probably a little too young to play Sloth. In the remake.
Yes.
So I'm sure they'll do. They remake everything.
That would be awesome. You know what I noticed for the first time ever, actually? Because we interviewed the guy that played Billy in Gremlins.
Yes.
Did you notice the Gremlins reference in Goonies?
I don't know.
What
is
that? I did notice that, yeah.
When Chunk was on the phone with the police, the cop was just saying, this isn't like Last Christmas where you were pranking us about all the animals that felt wet. Yeah.
Nice. I don't remember that.
A little bit of I bought it on iTunes as well, because it was only $5, and they had like a bunch of behind the scenes stuff, and they had like, it was funny seeing Spielberg and Richard Donner like talking to each other, because like Spielberg's like all excited about his story, but Richard Donner just kind of like, yeah, you know, it's, I don't know, it's kids and they're kids and they have a good they have a good energy and what time does the bar open?
He
was just like going through the motions pretty much. But I have to feel like he directed a good movie.
Yeah, no, it's a good movie.
It's a great movie.
It's fine. It's entertaining.
I'm going to say that it was double billed with The Sandlot, and I enjoy that more.
Really?
Yep.
Jeez.
I've never seen that, but trying to get me to watch
it. It's good.
You didn't.
It was like funnier than I remembered.
At Video Showplace with Pat Hannon by the neck.
Was that Brannigan?
Used to put it on because we could only watch PG movies, so she would put The Sandlot on a lot. It's not bad. It's funny. I like. I like when they're all on the whatever that carnival ride there, and they are puking all over the place.
I puked on it.
Anyway. Star Wars Shattered Empire.
Is that what we're talking about?
Let's get back to that for a minute, because I wanted to talk about it, because it is a little bit of a prequel, and there are some tiny little details revealed about this Poe Dameron guy.
How about Han Solo being married?
No, they don't get into that. It's literally right after the end of Return of the Jedi, like, right after it.
Wow.
Like, the celebration, and then like, oh, we just found out there's a few more guys on the planet. Let's go get them. That's like exactly like what happens. It's kind of interesting. It's literally the next day. But anyway, so so this Poe Dameron guy, who is a character in Force Awakens, he has like a wife.
Damn Poe Dameron.
And so like they're rebel.
Scum.
Pilots. Scum. They're pilots. And anyway, so he's not a pilot. She's a pilot. He's just a soldier guy. Scum.
Yeah.
And he volunteers to go on the mission to go round up these last few Imperial troopers. And but obviously, well, not obviously, but I assume something is going to happen to the wife, and she'll be dead, and that, you know.
You'll be dead.
You'll be dead.
that will lead to something happen, you know, in the movie, in a way. You know, I don't know what, but I'm sure, you know. That's just my prediction.
So, that is a Greg Rucka book.
That's right, which is
cool.
I almost skipped it. I almost didn't buy it, because I'm like, I don't really want to know anything about, but I do like
it. I didn't either, but thanks for
sorry, I blew the whole thing. Spoiler. Post-spoiler
warning. I keep reading spoilers about it. Like, there's But my problem is I'm old and I don't pay attention or something, and I forget.
So you'll forget.
It was that I've read.
It doesn't really matter. It's not like I'm not going to enjoy the movie, you know, like, because of this. But I wonder what J.J. Abrams thinks, because he's really big for, secrets not getting out. Stuff like that. So.
Well, these got to all be like approved by everybody. You know what I mean? Even him, I bet, or his team.
Yeah, probably. I wonder how much say he has over Disney. You know, like who's the real person in charge?
Isn't he still writing he's not directing the next one, but he's still involved in the writing side.
Yeah. He's definitely involved in all of them. But I don't know if this is official, but the guy who directed Lost World is on tap to direct.
Lost World.
Episode 8. Not Lost World. Jurassic World.
I understood.
Thank you.
I knew what you meant, too.
Sorry about that. Jurassic World, yes. Because Steven Spielberg directed Lost World. I don't think he's going to direct the next Star Wars. But no, but that's cool. I mean, I like Jurassic World, so I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
with that choice?
There's a rumor that Princess Leia is going to be running around in high heels the whole time.
That's going to not be a pretty sight.
I wonder, maybe that's his big secret. How will Carrie Fisher look in this movie? Well, I bet she looks better than we expect.
Well, yeah. They made them all go, like her and Mark Hamill, they made get into shape.
I know. Well, Mark, yeah, I heard that he does look very well, you know, for...
Very well.
What? He's got to be 60 or something, right?
He was on The Flash.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. How was that? Did he look like an old...
He looked good.
Looks good.
All right. Well, there we go. But I mean, I haven't seen any pictures of Carrie Fisher, so
I watched the panel of her at Comic Con. She
okay.
Looks tired. Let me just say that.
She's been working out all day.
Yeah, of course she's tired.
You probably have to cut back on the old sauce, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tomato sauce.
By that, I mean alcohol.
Oh.
She's like, this is like the first one where I got to do coke all the time.
Cutting back on that. Well, I wonder how much, they're even in it. I've had this discussion, but.
It would just be like, Chewy, we're home, and it's like, hey, hon.
Yeah.
Like, home, I made you some blue milk. And then it's just all the new guys after.
Right. And that's kind of what I was wondering, if it's they're just luring us in with all these these older characters, but it's really going to be about the new, which I guess is fine. I don't care about.
Consider me lured.
Yeah. I went to Target last week and saw all the cool toys. Sell that lightsaber with the little light things coming off
hilt.
The side there. The hilt. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I went and the aisle was empty. It was like it was raided. It was crazy.
Raiders must have made it there then.
Yeah.
Tusken Raiders, yes. They raided it. Because that's
the ASL Lost Ark.
Oh! Yeah, but some cool looking stuff. Stuff like, as I pointed out to you, John, they have drones.
Yeah. I saw those yesterday, or the day before. I went to Walmart and I saw them.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, someday.
Someday,
whenever I get paid again.
And they also have, I think, well, Clay and I talked about this, but they have an actual BB-8.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
I want it so bad.
Rob Liefeld has one. He had put it on his,
That fucking asshole. He
does. It's like $140. It's ridiculous.
I know.
I heard it was real small, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
not like real small.
It's not like actual, like, regular figure size, but it's small.
It's like the size of a marble with the Cheerio on top.
Yeah, like that.
I think it's a little...
$140.
It's like $140 cat toy is really what it is. Because that's basic.
Cats could use some more toys.
Yeah, why don't you just buy it for the cats? Yeah.
I will, mister.
For the cats!
But I have to buy it!
Mr. Plinkett reviews...
No.
He it's like this character, and he talks like, he does the Phantom Menace and all the...
I've seen those, yeah.
Yeah, and then, like, he'll just start talking about something weird. He's like, and then this happens, kind of like when I would kill my wife.
In my basement, down here.
And then there was, like, one where he's, like, talking. He's like, the character interaction. And then it cuts to, I love fucking my cat. and it just shows hands on the cat, and it's like... It's really fucked up. I shot that video off of like the screen on my phone, and I just sent that to Jen one day while she was at work.
The cat fucking thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
It sounds like some sort of torture. It's like, I took a video of this guy fucking his cat.
that's the thing. He's like just this fucked up like hermit guy who like lures in a prostitute and puts her in the basement and shit and... They're real funny.
But he reviews movies while he's...
Yeah, but then it, like, cuts into these other things, because it's like a character reviewing movies.
Oh, I see. Yes.
He didn't really get a prostitute.
Well, no, I assume that. Wow. He didn't, I mean, he might have had sex with his cat.
Yeah, so I can't say for sure.
Yeah. Oh, it's just a prostitute. So, what else? Anything else? I mean, Josh and John haven't read any comics. Clay, have you got anything you want to throw down here?
John family.
Darth Vader.
Oh, that's right. There was another Darth Vader.
And things are really, you've seen him be, like, kind of a bastard because he has this guy investigating him.
Right, but it's funny because they're, like, teaming up. But, like, the guy obviously has the suspicions that he did it. And he did do it. Like, they robbed this Imperial ship. So, like, Darth Vader is actually looking for himself. Like,
right.
I mean, him and this guy are assigned to find out who robbed this ship, and it was Darth Vader. So he's kind of like, oh, it was just an accident. This didn't happen.
Did you notice, Durst, that the guy, what is his name? Thanos
or something like that, yeah.
He was investigating, like, the exploded out ship, but it was like he was just floating around in open space.
Oh, I didn't...
A little disc.
Is that... Oh, okay.
Like he was, frickin' Orion or something.
I didn't notice, I guess. Why? I wonder why he can't just do, like, the Jedi mind shit and go, like...
Like,
know,
I'm
this
not...
This was an accident.
I am, like...
I've got the Jedi mind shit.
I was thinking about that in Swingers. Wasn't that the line in Swingers when Vince Vaughn gets the two girls to, like, meet him, and he's like... And Jon Favreau was like, that was like the Jedi mind shit. It's like, I can't believe that. It was like the Jedi mind shit. It was awesome. So anyway, that's right. But why can't Darth Vader just like do like, you know, these aren't the droids you're looking for or whatever. And just
that guy's like,
or use the force to drop something on the dude. Big hole or something. Yeah. Force choke him or something.
Yeah, he could force choke him. Yeah. I guess he doesn't want to rouse
his then people. He'd have to, like, investigate this guy.
Somebody choked him. Do you know? Who did that? I don't know.
Why would they start investigating now? He chokes people all the time and then just has them swept away.
That's right. Well, no, that hasn't happened. None of that has happened yet. This is right after Star Wars, the first one. So. This is before,
like,
Empire, where he choked everybody.
Yeah, they didn't quite figure it out yet.
Did the Death Star, Admiral Mahdi.
Yeah, but he didn't kill that guy. He just kind of choked him a little
bit.
He should have. Well, he did die.
Yeah, so there we go.
I mean, the actor died.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. There we go.
Because Darth Vader choked him.
Yeah. So he's been suffering for years and years.
And what's his name? Wasn't around...
Grand Moff Tarkin.
Yeah, Grand Moff Tarkin. It wasn't around to say, Vader, enough! Release him! Isn't there a Tarkin Road or something near your...
Yeah,
that's what I always think about when I'm driving to your house. I'm discovering a Tarkin. Yeah. I thought I recognized your foul stench when I was brought on board.
Yeah, Peter Cushing Road here, too.
Oh, really?
No, but there's a...
Cushing's.
I think there's an Atkins Road or something. So I think of Robert Atkins. And then a Fisk Road, and I think of Wilson Fisk. Of course, and if I say any more, then everyone are going to figure out where I live.
Yeah, that's fine. You'll have fans just all over the place. Speaking of Wilson Fisk, which I don't know, it reminded me because I was thinking about the Daredevil Netflix series, but they released a date for the Jessica Jones Netflix series.
It's
a very confusing teaser.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That was a really weird trip. Yeah.
Herbal Man.
I thought it was all right. Everybody seemed to shit on that. But.
I liked
it.
Well,
I don't know
anything
about Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
So that's
what I do.
Apparently.
So
yeah. So
suck it.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, I guess they made the trailer for the people that already know about Jessica Jones, and not the everybody else that doesn't.
Well, I don't think that they were, like, intentionally cutting people out. I thought it was...
Oh, they were.
Yeah, go watch fucking Emergency Awesome, and they'll explain it to you.
What the hell is Emergency Awesome?
Emergency Awesome is a YouTube channel.
Oh, okay.
All right, then.
Yeah, so he'll tell you what it's all about.
They're re-releasing all the trades with new, cool David Mack covers. So if you want...
Wow, wasn't he didn't he used to be a fighter?
That's right.
You know,
Bendis Mack! So yeah, you should go buy it. They're actually quite affordable, and yeah, get on it. The colors actually really look. The colors actually are really good. So.
Very well.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I bought it. I own all the series, and I still bought it just because it was, you know, it's cool looking. So.
Double dip.
Now the books are probably going to be worth a little. I mean, I'm assuming it'll be successful. So the books themselves will probably be worth more. Excuse me.
Is that all you think of?
Money. Yeah,
money. That's all I think of. No, I really like
money.
You could. So one of the things that I noticed in that trailer, which it's nobody liked, is that they show the guy getting thrown through the window, like, which is the very first scene of
Watchmen.
No,
Watchmen. Yeah, Watchmen tribute.
Sure. All right, so, like, yeah, that's, I thought that was cool. Anyway, so, I don't know, I was just excited that it's coming out in a couple months. As
me
opposed,
too.
Like, I didn't know when, for Christ's sake. But,
I'm kind of surprised that it was coming out so soon.
Yeah, me too, I figured it'd be, like, next year. Mm-hmm. But, anyways, it'll be good. I'm sure. It's got some cool people in it.
Yeah, it's got Jeff Loeb in charge, so, it could not be good.
Lobe it.
That's
sarcasm.
Was it?
No. I don't know. Daredevil turned out well, and he's in charge of Marvel TV, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, Daredevil was very well.
The man.
Yeah.
So, there you go. And apparently they're going to come out with the Luke Cage one, so.
Luke.
I know that's one of John's favorite Luke voices on the audio comics.
This is one of my favorite performances of you just going, Luke.
I don't even remember.
Don't tell me about it, Luke.
I liked it so much, I just kept editing you saying Luke into a terrible
He goes to sleep to it every night. Luke.
I have my ringtones when Durson calls is the Lex Luthor laugh from our audio comic. Yep.
That was another one you just kept adding.
I just kept putting it in because I was like, usually when you do something more and more, it gets less funny. But for some reason, this is just way more funny.
That is still my favorite audio comic of all time.
Me too.
I should start making. Sure.
Yeah, the hell, man, so much fun. Yeah. Right on.
For you guys.
It's a lot of work for you, but yeah, I don't care.
Okay,
I don't care. Sure. Ooh, I don't care about you. Just entertain me, damn it!
All right, fine.
Did you guys read Batman this week?
No, we've established this. I've read nothing.
Yeah.
I have.
Absolutely busy nothing. Raising our baby.
What happened?
You just had time to watch YouTube and...
Well, I have to put YouTube on while we're watching...
And Jaws and all these cool things.
Yeah, bring your baby everywhere.
Baby's first viewing of Jaws.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
What is wrong with that?
I brought my baby to a zombie fest. So,
I think we already established he didn't see Jaws. Whatever else. Goonies.
Yeah, I didn't even see Jaws.
Yeah.
Baby's first Goonies.
That's right.
Jaws was too scary. It's too intense for a baby. Clay, do you know anything about parenting?
No. But apparently my parents didn't either.
It's pretty intense. And there's a new lady in it.
Yeah.
It's hard to see her.
Yeah, and you should see what she looks like now.
Well, I mean, that was 40 years ago.
She looked pretty good a while, not long after that. I saw interviews. I was like, ooh. She's
right.
Like this woman that goes and sings karaoke out of key that I go to.
So not only does she not look that good, but she can't even sing.
She can't sing either.
All right, tell us about Batman.
I wasn't playing. I told you, I saw Goonies.
Tell us about the comic book.
Batman
this week called Batman.
It's Batman. Kind of almost what could be considered a fill-in issue because it's actually starring Batman proper, Bruce Wayne, and it's written by Scott Snyder and Brian Azzarello, and it's after Zero Year, so it's still like cleaning up the old city after the Riddler messed everything up.
Yeah.
And the artwork is by Jock, who is a fan favorite.
Yeah.
And you would think that I would have liked this, but I kind of just don't.
Oh, why didn't you not lead with that before I clicked?
Yeah, it was like, oh, God, more.
But I don't know what it is. I think just because I was already, like, on the, you know, expecting to see the regular team. So, like, when I
don't know. I
it's like a Detective Comics, like, one shot. Where they, you know, have, there's some crime that happens and a kid and some drug use. And I think it introduces actually their new villain, Mr. Bloom in here. But overall it fits into the story, but, I could have skipped it. And everybody was like writing like lots of articles about how Jock is so amazing and like what a game changer this book was, but I just thought it was a pretty standard Batman book, which is still pretty much better than most of the books out there.
I don't know. I'm not liking this. I haven't really been into Batman lately. I'm just not liking the Commissioner Gordon as Batman thing. I don't know why. It's not doing it for me.
I understand what you're saying, and for some reason, I feel the same way, but I still keep buying and reading it.
I know, me too, but I'm not. I'm just waiting for it to change.
I'm waiting for it to get better.
Yeah, I'm like maybe it'll get
better. Yeah, it'll get better. I mean, it gets better.
They'll figure it out.
Now, hopefully, we were talking last week, though. Clay and I were talking about, like, sales figures and stuff, and it was about how sort of DC is sort of starting to catch up. Like, Marvel has all the Star Wars books, which sell like crazy, so those are putting Marvel, like, way ahead. But, like, if you take those out, they're not that different as far as that goes. So maybe, I don't know, like, people are kind of getting tired of some of the Marvel reboot stuff and whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, look at it. Batman, they're up to 44. That's a pretty high number these days. Every book at Marvel stops at like 20. You know? So, I don't know. Like, they're starting a whole bunch of, you know, all the new number ones are coming up. But, I don't know. We'll see what. But, I mean, the thing is, obviously, Marvel does have Star Wars, so they're always going to be ahead. But, and they're coming out with Chewbacca. Chewbacca number one is due out next month.
They should do a Chewbacca Groot crossover book.
Oh my god, that would be awesome. I would buy that.
Wow, yeah, what's his name from,
Get me to hire me to write just the dialogue on the book.
Like, there you go.
Jack Kirby. Yeah.
What a Wookiee! Chewbacca! Oh my god. Mallrats 2 is...
They found their mall. They found their mall.
Oh, God. When is he just going to give up? Like, stop it.
Why do you hate Kevin Smith so much?
Yeah, what's with that?
The problem?
I don't hate him so much. I just wish he would do something different.
I wish all that he would do...
Well, that's true.
I wish all that he would do was Clerks the Animated Series.
I'd be fine with that.
More and more of that.
I'm okay with that, yeah.
That was the best thing he's done.
Seriously, and why doesn't he make like Mallrats animated series the same way? He totally could, and it'd be awesome.
Yeah,
I'd be fine with the animated series. Yeah.
Think of all the cool cameos that are going to be in Mallrats too.
Like Stanley. Oh, jeez.
Like, that's it. Just Stanley.
Well, is it going to have the same people?
Paul Flanagan and his dog.
Is it going to have all the same? Is it the same characters as the first one? Is Shannon Doherty going to be in it? I mean, like.
Yep.
Ben Affleck is too big of a star now.
I almost feel Jason Lee is too big of a star now.
But see, now that he's broken up or divorced or whatever, separated from Jennifer Garner, there was that whole thing that supposedly she was the one keeping him from Kevin Smith.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she didn't like him.
She's like me. She doesn't like Kevin Smith.
Like, I wish to do something new and then not have it suck.
I know, the only thing he did that was a little different was Dogma, you know what I mean? Like,
he's done though that...
He did that
Walrus movie, Tusk, and Red State.
Red State, that was
these
terrible.
These movies no one...
Red State was very weird, because
I loved both of those movies, and thought they were both weird.
I like Tusk. I like Tusk a lot.
I didn't see that one.
I didn't even realize that was, what the hell's his name? Ah, brain fart. Johnny Depp, yeah. I didn't realize that was Johnny Depp for like half the movie. I was like, when it like clicked, I was like, I know this guy. Who is
Justin
this guy?
Long, the Mac guy. I'm a Mac guy.
God,
I'm a Mac, I'm a PC.
Yeah. I knew that guy.
No, John Hodgman's a PC. Justin Long's a Mac.
Yeah, and I hate the Mac guy. Sorry. I just think this
because he's great in Die Hard.
Yeah.
Was.
Yeah, he's great. Anyway, I just wish, I don't know, I wish Kevin, it's not that I hate Kevin Smith, I just want him to do something different, you know, like imagine if Quentin Tarantino just kept making, like, Reservoir Dogs over and over again, like.
He does, just different time periods.
I don't know.
I feel like, yeah, Tarantino kind of is a rehasher.
No, I don't think so. I think Inglourious Basterds was completely different than anything else, and so was Django. I mean, he did a couple that, yeah, like, Jackie Brown was basically Pulp Fiction all over again, but, like, he's done a lot of different stuff. And now he's about, like, this next one is his 10th movie. And, you know.
Good for him.
Yeah. So, but they're, I think they're all
totally
pretty
weird, too, though.
He's weird, or his movie's weird?
No, he's weird.
Oh, he's like, weird. Oh, he's a nut. He's crazy. I don't think I could stand to be around him for more than 10
minutes. Somebody told me. Something like that. I was like, I don't know if I want to be around him. He's just odd. He's just socially odd, he seems like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he seems
so. My buddy was telling me last night at dinner that he was at the Hollywood Bowl and Quentin Tarantino was sitting behind him, and he said he was just all fat, and he, like, was, he had a button-down shirt, but he was, like, coming out of it, and, like, his jacket was all open.
Do you
and
think he even cares?
No. He's and then, like, everybody, like, walking up and, like, trying to take selfies and, like, have Quentin Tarantino be in the selfie, and it's like, you guys aren't being subtle at all. Like, he knows you're taking a picture, and he's just all, like, flossing out.
Fat guy.
Yeah.
That fat guy knows you're taking a picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he decided, he's like, I'm sick of people taking pictures of me. I'm just going to look as gross as I can. That way people...
He was wearing a fat suit trying to...
That's what I was going to say.
Like, I don't care anymore. I'm Quentin fucking Tarantino. God damn it.
Yeah, he probably would say fuck maybe five more times.
Yeah, it's true. I only said it once.
And he would say it in a much more weird voice.
Yeah. Like, that is one of the worst part. I love Django, right? That was, I thought it was a great movie. But, like, the worst part is when he is in it. He's, like, the worst part of every movie that he's... Because he always puts himself in it. And it's always the worst part. Like, he is so bad. He's the worst actor. He put on this weird, like, it's a Western or whatever, right? Like, but he put on this weird, like, Scottish accent, and it was terrible. Like, I was like, what is that? What is he trying to do? And he's like, yeah, we'll take this Negro back to, I mean, I can't even
You're
do
not
it.
Even doing a
no,
Scottish accent.
No, I can't do Scottish, because that's as bad as he was. But it was so horrible, and I was, then he got killed, and I was so happy, but, like, he was only
was he able to finish the movie? I didn't even know he died.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. No, the bad Scottish guy died.
Oh, bad Scottish.
But yeah, he looked like John Belushi, like, or something.
Scott, bad Scott.
Yeah, it was bad. But anyway, but the point is, like, I feel like his movies are all very, at least these days, are very different. Yeah, Kevin Smith just keeps going back to the same one. I mean, you'd think he would have learned, because Clerks 2, I feel, is one of the worst movies I've ever seen. Sorry. Anyone who liked it.
I mean, terrible. I liked it because I like most of, no, I like all of Kevin Smith's stuff, but I can understand the dislike.
Mm.
But I mean, there's always like such good random lines and pop culture references, and I think it's hilarious.
No, I'm not.
Like someone's going through a bag of figures.
Yeah, or
these are batteries this time.
Okay.
Well. Anyway, well, we'll have to see. Mallrats 2. Maybe it'll be good. I shouldn't poo-poo it.
Don't poo-poo.
That's kind of what I do. I just poo-poo everything.
I poo-poo.
That's because you're
but
a typical
that's why
fanboy.
We love
you. Oh. I'm a what? I'm a
typical fanboy.
Typical fanboy.
That's what all fanboys do.
If I was a typical fanboy, I'd be loving the fact that Mallrats 2.
No.
No.
All right.
He's right.
Think about fanboys?
You should. You are one.
Ha!
Well, at least I don't go on, like, message boards.
No, instead, you just do it on a podcast.
I just have my own podcast. Yeah.
I don't go on message boards. I am the message board.
I tried.
The raccoon's in charge now.
You know what really grinds my gears?
There was a hilarious thing. I think it was, like, The Onion posted. It was all about, like, how, like, a guy. It was like a fake news post about a guy posting on a message board. That was like the whole thing. But it said like there will be, you know, a large amount of capital letters used and words misspelled and, when this man posts this. And it will be at 2:30 a.m. on a, you know, whatever, like, on a Saturday. It was hilarious, but yeah. I've never done that, so. Not at 2:30.
Yeah, get busy.
it's way, way earlier.
And I do spell my words correctly.
Yeah.
Not like colon.
Oh,
no, I do that a lot, actually.
I know, I like that in your message. Sometimes I like the fact that you don't check to see what you wrote. You just send it, and there are some hilarious results at times.
Sometimes it's just, I'm just like, oh, it's only John.
Yeah, no, I don't care. I always leave words out when I type, so.
I do that. I have some pretty hilarious, Durson always catches my typos. I didn't know he had so many.
I do.
When I write, especially when I write my name, it, like, I do it so quick, and you're like, well, hello, Clat.
Clat was
Clat was one of the funniest ones.
That's Clat. I remember when I tried, when I first put my phone, your name in my phone, and it wanted to autocorrect to Claw.
Yes.
And it said, you're Claw now. So you know,
Claw will probably be in the Black Panther movie, which you know I'm looking forward to.
That's right.
You know it.
They already introduced him in Age of Ultron. So
I thought you were going to say the Inspector Gadget movie.
Yeah, well, he would be in that too. Wait, they already made that movie, didn't they? Didn't they make it?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
And they made a sequel.
I see all through that movie.
They made a sequel.
Yeah, yep. With that guy French Stewart or whatever the hell his name is.
From
yeah.
Third Rock.
Jeez.
Third Cock.
Is that the porn version? Third Cock from the...
Incoming message from the big giant head. Works in the porn version as well.
Yeah.
Exactly. Then they had another one, 30 Cock.
See? Look, it just keeps going and going.
Yep.
The porn industry is like, come on, name some more shows with the word rock in it. Cop Rock.
as I pointed out as well, they're coming out with a book called, like, well, I forget what it's called, but it's about, like,
that's great.
I had a weird name. It was like, it, like, I went crazy at the video store or something like that. It had some really ridiculous.
Oh, is that the thing that you...
Yeah, yeah, I sent that to you because it's all about working in a video store, like, and I was like, oh. But Quentin Tarantino and Kevin Smith are both in it because there are interviews with them. But Kevin Smith, I read a little excerpt, and Kevin Smith talks a lot about the porn aspect of working in a video store. He's like, it really does, like, bring people together in a way. Like, when you know what kind of porn they watch, like, really everything else is open. You know, like, you can... It was pretty funny. So I don't hate Kevin Smith.
I worked at a porn video store once.
Once?
And, yeah, it was about a week. And I was rearranging, like, they were just like, go straighten up the gay video section. And I was like, okay. So, like, I was just, like, rearranging stuff. I was like, of course, I'm bending over, putting something away. And a guy comes over and he's just like, oh, you shouldn't be in that position in this aisle. I'm like, I'm out. I'm like,
you're like, can I please get my, don't bother sending me a check.
Yeah, I'm like, yes.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make a buck here, you know.
Well, you haven't seen the movie Jaws, but you worked in a porn site.
They also had a movie called Jaws.
Oh. I got the up and down from a guy the other day. I saw, like, a guy, like, check me out. Like, it was kind of great.
What is that?
Like, I was just walking through the lobby at work, and there was a guy there, and he gave me the up and down, you know? Like, I feel like he approved.
Is it a hand fucking weirdo
gesture?
No, he just, his eyes moved over my body. Gross! Like, his eyes bouncing around. No, I mean, he, you know what I mean? Like, guys do it to women all the time, you know? Like, it's like, oh.
He gave you the once over.
Yeah, he gave me the once over. He was checking me out. I feel I
You were like, I am awesome.
I was a little flattered, yeah.
I'd be like, all right, sweet.
I'm running, you know. I mean, I've been jogging a lot more. I feel like I've lost a little, you know, tummy. So, yeah, hey. You
didn't lose your mojo, though.
That's right. Yes. So, yeah, I mean, it was weird, though.
That happened in a very awkward exchange when I used to work down at the magazine.
Oh.
This guy that came up and started touching my face, and I was like, "Oh,
no way.
Yeah,
that's a lot worse."
Yeah, that's way worse.
Yeah, that is.
Like, I mean, it wasn't for a long time. It wasn't like I let him sit there and touch my face. I was like, "Okay, yeah, thanks."
Like John Travolta at the Oscars or whatever, and he was like, he just,
"Yeah, it was weird like that." I think it was John Travolta. Now, like.
Or John Travolta in Face Off.
That was on. I think it was on like last week. It was on like one of the movie channels or something. I was like, wow, this movie's bad, but I can't stop watching it.
Like, it's funny because I said that, and I did, like, the motion, like, somebody can watch me do it by listening.
that's good audio right there.
Yeah.
Motion. Well, just take a, do like a Snapchat or something, and we'll put it on the, put it on the show note. Oh, well, all right. Anybody got anything else important to talk about? I think we've rambled on enough.
Was any
pretty
of
much
important?
Covered everything.
Yeah, there was nothing of importance here. Let's be.
Well, we clear. Talked about yeah, a lot of important things. Batman and that was about it. Oh, Secret Wars. I don't know. I just need something to put in the on the website when I post this. But anyway.
I think that George Miller might be directing a DC superhero movie. So that'll be fun.
Yeah. George Miller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who the hell is that?
The guy that did Mad Max Fury Road.
Oh, Christ.
Which I've since seen twice Sorry. Since we last talked.
Last week? You saw it twice in a week?
Yeah, I watch it all the time. Great.
I still haven't seen it yet, and I really want to.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
It's
only $10 on iTunes, Josh.
Oh, cool.
It has no story at all. Then they don't explain anything in the movie. Why is that guy playing the guitar? Like, there's no reason.
He's got the fire guitar?
Yeah.
So wait, you don't like it?
You're overthinking it.
No, Josh, you'll like it. Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, everybody I've heard it's
spend the $10 on it, Josh.
I will.
Hey.
I might even gift it to you. I'm going to send you an iTunes gift card right now.
I don't need to do that.
Hey, I haven't seen it yet either.
What?
I want to see it again.
I guess
I need to rewatch it to make sure I really, you know, just to see it. Maybe I'll like
it. I may have to buy it twice just in case.
Yeah.
You guys are cutting out. You guys are cutting out.
Oh, shit. You're full of shit.
All right. Well, thanks. I think we're about done. I've had it with you.
I think we're done.
Thanks. Well, come on and enjoy Fury Road. Maybe, I don't know. I am overthinking it. I'm sorry. I won't.
If you watch it, Glorious HD, you will see why it's an amazing visual thing to watch.
Sure,
I have M&M's in my mouth.
Oh, I thought you were eating taffy.
Well, now
you eating taffy, giving somebody the up and down again?
Saltwater taffy now.
Saltwater taffy, yeah. All right, well, thanks for listening. Don't forget, well, tonight is Epic Rap Battle Verse. I hope you went and enjoyed
it. Yeah, it was great. I can't believe when all that weird shit happened.
That guy was rapping.
I can't believe it was that, which is going to be.
Oh, did it? It sold out.
Will be sold out.
Will be sold out. Very well. That's very exciting.
Packed house.
All right. Glad to hear. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.
Adios, assholes.